Hello, my name is Karin van den Riet. I am one of the directors of the Anima Festival that is taking place in Flagey and for the first time also in Théâtre Marny from February 23 till March 3.
It's really beautiful here at night.
Do you think the groups here are trying to mimic the way the humans are behaving in the real world?
Normally you have a country that's being honored, but this year you're honoring a genre, and it's a major genre, it's science fiction. So can you talk a bit about that?
Well, actually, it all started with the poster of Anima 2024. So it's not the other way around. We were actually really inspired by this beautiful poster of Cyril Pedrosa, who is a French illustrator and comic book author. And so he came up with something we didn't expect at all, because we knew him from more magical woods and everything. And suddenly he comes up with this very, very science fiction poster. And we were so excited about it that we started to think of all the beautiful animated films that exist in science fiction. And the more we thought of it, the more we wanted to make this focus. And so it slept into the whole program of Anima, like on all the levels, for young people, for older people, for short film features, industry days, exhibitions, everywhere. And so we think it has become an amazing focus.
Drink and draw?
Drink and draw. It's like a phenomenon that is organized a bit everywhere, so people can just come, have a drink and draw. That's the very simple context. And then there was some musical entertainment, and we did it for the first time last year, and it was really amazing. We had the whole bar packed with young people just sitting there and drawing and listening to music. So it's a really, really nice concept, and we're very happy to welcome them again.
Hey, Jessica, what's up?
Seems like you're busy.
No, I ran into a little trouble, but I'll go get that wine right now.
But you said you were going to get it, like, twice already.
I was, and I'm getting it right now.
Ooh, holy shit, it's him!
God damn it, what do you want me to say? I'm sorry!
We finally beat him. But let's always remain vigilant, because you never know, he might be back one day.
And speaking of music, there's a concert at Marny Theatre.
There will be a concert of the Anima Toon Band, and actually this band has been put together by an animator called Yann Bonin, and he gathered some people from the animation world, and they bring some music, and this year it will also be in the theme of science fiction.
Do you have a makeup day?
Before, we only did makeup for the kids in the afternoon. But this year we will also do it on some special evenings, like our queer night. We will ask her to come and do some makeup for everybody who's attending.
Ah, la voilà!
There is a Pro Velo bike tour that's connected to Anima.
Yes, we have a partnership with Pro Velo because we really want to motivate people to come by bike, by public transport, so to let the car at home. And there will be a tour in Brussels guided by an animator, Rocio Alvarez, and she will go from one place to another where she has drawings in town. As I said, we were very, very inspired by this science fiction focus, and we were looking for a way to have a nice animation at the opening. And I recalled that we met once a guy who is working with robots, but in a very funny and interesting way. And so we went to his working place, and we just fell in love with all the robots we saw there, Steve and Duke, and I don't remember their names, but it's so exciting. He puts them together with all kind of stuff he finds, and they are so cute. And so we decided, we came outside of his atelier and we said, we have our exhibition. We will ask him to come with the whole family of his robots to Anima and to put them together there.
정신없이 둘러보다가 비행기 소리가 들려서 하늘을 올려다보는데
Something that is really a high topic these days is the use of artificial intelligence in animation, and I think in a lot of other parts of life. And so we will have a conference about this and talk about the topics, the ethical topics and the more technical topics. This might be quite interesting, I think.
Do you have a favorite science fiction movie?
I think Mars Express is really a very interesting film. It has been nominated for the César. And it has all the typical ingredients of science fiction, like faraway planets and aliens and androids. And it's like a film noir, but in the science fiction genre and in animation, so it's quite amazing.
And then there's the Oscar-nominated Robot Dreams.
Yes. That's something really special. It's a film without dialogue, so that's already a challenge to make a very interesting film and very entertaining film that has no dialogues. It's set in New York, and it's about the friendship of a robot and a dog, about the friendship, their separation, and building up their lives again, each separate from the other. So it's very related to real life. And it's a very tender film. It's really worth seeing it.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I've made my point somewhat over dramatically. I sense a little hesitance and that worries me. Don't be nervous, I'm as friendly as a beaver can be. Imagine the adventures you can have if you stay. How you'll never